The Average Network presents another in the continuing adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. We find our intrepid hero in Count Cheney's Batcave somewhere beneath Washington. In our last episode, the real ruler of the world, the head of Henry Kissinger, Count Cheney's evil master, their evil assistant Rumsfeld, and Attorney General Ashcroft are hearing the head's plan to rule the world.
Boy, Ari's going to have a heck of a time selling this one to the press.
According to my master plan, page 18, footnote 4, Fleischer will resign soon, probably next month. He'll sign a new job, but he'll really be going in for a complete overhaul. I have a replacement ready.
Yeah? Who?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel? He's an idiot.
Yeah, he fits right in.
Well, he offends Laura. Of course, most stuff offends Laura. Couldn't we get Jason Alexander?
He only played an idiot. We go with Kimmel, barring accidents. Then we go with Mark Russell.
Well, I'm as pro-war as anybody, Henry. I think we ought to invade Canada, by gobs. But this is just making all them terroristicals meaner, ain't it?
Ashcroft, think. As unlikely as such a prospect might seem.
It's simple, Mr. Attorney General. The more terrorist attacks, the more naked statues you get to cover up. Every terrorist is one more right we can temporarily disable. When the world belongs to the IMF and the World Bank, we return the rights we think the public can handle.
And Halliburton shall control all the world's energy. Right, sir?
Yeah, sure. You're so parochial for a man who has been dead 300 years.
It's my weakness, sir. Even above the bitter gleam of living blood, I love gold. Even when I was alive, I loved gold.
If I had shoulders, I'd shrug. Oh, well, you work with the tools at hand. Mr. President, if you play along with us, by the end of your next term, there will be over 100 stars in the American flag.
Oh, heck, I don't know how many we got now. Well, okay. I don't really understand none of this, neither.
Either, Mr. President.
You don't get it, neither? Dang, we're in a pile of hot water now.
Maybe you ought to blow something up, Mr. President. That allus makes me feel better, by gobs.
Quiet, Ashcroft. You are still a dimwit.
By gobs, Henry. How'd you figure that out?
I'm a genius. Richard, put me back in my hat box, please. I need to send some emails. I'm exchanging recipes with the head of William Casey at CIA.
Dang. I'm the president, and I can't get a clearance high enough for that. So long, Dr. Kissinger.
Boy, Henry.
Ain't that about beat all to heck? I should have got his autograph.
He hasn't any hands, you fools. Now, the two of you must go back into the light and do our work. Do you know what to do?
I sure don't.
Excellent. Ashcroft?
I just helped Tom keep to hacking away at that Constitution thing. And a-putting clothes on indecent art.
Fine.
It's most all indecent these days anyway, and that's my ruling.
Of course, John. Now, I must put myself to work getting rid of Colin Powell. He's becoming a bit of a liability.
May I have him, Master? He'll have strong blood, Master.
Perhaps, Rumsfeld, perhaps. I thought possibly a plane crash. Those are easy enough to arrange. But, it's been done.
That's how we got rid of Wellstone.
Oddly enough, we didn't do that one. Understand a few more months and we would have, but no. I'm afraid the senator had a hotshot pilot who was just a bit past it.
We gonna knock anybody off?
No one you need concern yourself about, George.
Let me know. I got my ropes oiled. Come on, John. Let's go watch us some American stuff, like wrestling.
Yeah, I got me a new cable coming. The Fox Wrestling News Network. All wrestling news all the time.
Hey, I hear that Bill O'Reilly guy wrestles good.
Not as good as Geraldo.
They're gone, Master.
Ah, Donald, when I was alive, things were so much more complicated.
But once you were simple Count Richard Cheney, Lord of the Land of Waste.
Yes, a simple land where men were men, as were a number of the women, where a man could ride his own range with any weapon he felt fit to carry, and woe betide any commie faggot or bleeding heart who sought comfort therein. Alas, Starbucks, Walmart, and the Lost Prairie Condominium Complex have wrought great change. A simple man of the land must go farther afield to find things to kill.
And you met the one who gave you eternal life, Master.
Dear Senator McCarthy, he influenced so many young Poles. Unfortunately, unlike Dracula, blood was not the senator's only libation. It was drink that took him ere his time. He forgot about sunrise.
The curse of strong drink, Master.
You're a good, whatever you are, Donald. Come, I have a treat for you. Do you remember that young tour guide you so admired? I have had her brought for you, Rumsfeld.
The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush are an Average Network production. This episode starred Thackeberry Henhouse III as George, Abel Wallaby as Walter Brennan, as Judge Roy Bean, as the Attorney General. Count Cheney was portrayed by the late George MacCready. The head of Henry Kissinger was portrayed by the right foot of Gert Froba. The ghost of Dwight Fry is heard as Donald Rumsfeld through arrangements with Hauntahouse.org and the Chud Group. Stay tuned for less of more.